Hello children, today I am going to explain you the second part of the chapter of human body, which is chapter 3, food, health and disease. All types of food contain substance which the body requires. A good or a balanced diet means a good or a balanced quantity of different kind of food that we eat. A body needs carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, vitamins. A food must contain enough roughage and water, which help us to get rid of the waste food. Now, vitamins. Vitamins keep our body fit, improve our appetite, and enable us to fight with disease. Fresh fruits and vegetables give us most of the vitamins that the body requires. You get protein from milk, egg, meat, fish, etc. And you get carbohydrates in cereals, bread, sugar and potatoes, which gives you a lot of energy to work and play. Now, disease. When we are sick or ill, when we are not well, because there is some problem, some reason that something is happening in a body. Okay, so there are different kinds of disease. Some disease like kidney failure, the heart is not working well, some infections, okay, because of some virus or all this thing. There might be some reason. Sometimes there is a deficiency of lack of mineral and vitamins, which causes a problem. The disease are of two types. One is communicable disease and one is non-communicable. Communicable means which can transfer from one person to the other person. Okay, like example, flu. And non-communicable disease is a disease which cannot transfer from one person to another person. Okay, like for example, if you take cholera. Okay. So these are, or hepatitis B. So this is a non-communicable. Now let's come to the important thing. In page number 36 of your textbook and page number 37, the important chart is given. You know, all of you know very well what are the nutrients, carbohydrate, protein, fats, minerals, vitamins. These are the nutrients. Now vitamins are like vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin B1, then B2 is there, vitamin B5 is also there, vitamin B12, vitamin C and vitamin D. So these are all the nutrients. So from where do you get? What are the sources? Like for carbohydrate, what are the sources? Like two example, if you will eat rice and potato, you will get carbohydrate. And what is the function of this carbohydrate? It gives heat and energy to work and play. Now, like for protein, if you will eat fish and meat, you will get a lot of protein. And what is the function of protein in a body? It helps for bodybuilding and repair of worn out tissues and all. Okay. And what is the deficiency disease? If protein is not there, malnutrition. Very lanky panky you look, undernourished you will look. Okay. Not good health. Now fats is a nutrient, and if you eat butter, ghee, these are the sources, this will give you fats. And what is the function of fats? It gives us more heat energy than carbohydrates. Minerals, fruits, milk and vegetable, these are the sources of minerals. And what is the function of minerals? It keeps the bones and teeth strong. Okay, that's the reason they are called protective foods. And the deficiency of minerals, calcium, and deficiency of calcium and phosphorus, your teeth, your bone will become weak. Okay, deficiency of iron, if the body does not have much iron, anemia can be there. Okay, if the deficiency of iodine, then goiter will be the problem. Okay. Now, vitamins. If you eat cabbage, carrot, you will get a vitamin. And what is the function of this vitamin? Vitamin A, like normal growth and development for normal night vision, you can see things very clearly. But if there is a problem of vitamin A is not there in the body, then night blindness, at night you cannot see things very properly. The growth will be not very good, retarded growth. And vitamin B1,